Amen. Praise the Lord. It's good to be saved, isn't it? That's the understatement. Amen. I know this might be kind of something a little different than folks were expecting, but I know I'm not worthy to be up here. I'm not the caliber preacher these other men are, but I thank God we have the same Bible. We have the same Holy Spirit. We have the same Jesus. Amen. I've gotten a blessing from all the sermons that we heard, and I hope you have too, and I hope you take it with you, and I hope you use it. Amen. What we heard last night, especially from Brother Samson, really blessed me. Man, don't just let this be something that just another thing that you heard and it fell on deaf ears, man. Take it home. Take it home. Let it bless your heart and take it home and use it for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. My first youth rally was 7 years ago. Brother Samson was the youth director here, the youth pastor, and the theme was the Marines. Remember that, Brother Samson? He had a big parachute right here. I know there's a bunch of Marines in here, and there's some Marines that come out of our church. I'm a member of Faith Baptist Church. And I'm proud to be. I'm thankful to be. Amen. And at that time in my life, I was 19 years old, and I was a wreck. I mean, I'm still half a wreck now, but I was a wreck. Amen. I didn't grow up in church. I didn't grow up with the Bible. I grew up living like hell. And I grew up without a daddy. I grew up with a mom that tried her best she could, but she, you know, just falling short. And maybe some of you have that same kind of testimony. But I'll tell you what, there was nothing like the spirit that was in this place. When I first stepped in here, I was a little concerned. There was people running the bases and shouting. I thought this was one of those serpent handler churches Brother Cody was talking about. I'd never seen nothing like it in my life. But the more I kept coming out here and started coming out here, my cousin Jamie and her husband and their family moved out here, and I got to sitting under the preaching of the man of God here, the Lord started changing me. Amen. And it came to a time where I met Pastor Ryman. Justin brought me up and introduced me to him. And he gave me a King James Bible. But you know what he asked me first? He said, are you saved? He asked me if I was saved. Now, I believe that I was saved when I was 11 years old. There was a time where I realized that I was a sinner on my way to hell. I realized that. And maybe like Michael Shane was saying this morning, maybe I was just scared to go to hell at that time. But I do remember something. God did something that night. I was by myself. There wasn't anybody there with me. It was just me and God. I was looking up at the moon, and I know the moon ain't God, but I'm here to tell you something. The Holy Spirit of God convicted my heart, and I dropped to my knees, and I just cried out to God. I said, Lord, please save me. And I know he did. I know he did. Amen. Now, even though I went on and strayed in my teen years, I didn't have a Bible. I didn't have a church, folks. You know how blessed you are to have this church and churches like you have? You know how blessed you are? Thank you, brother. All right. Yeah, it's a blessing. So I thank God for what the Lord's done for me in these youth rallies. My brother was 12 years old at that same youth, my first youth rally, and Brother Samson led him to the Lord. Amen. Amen. So thank God for the Word of God. Take your Bibles to Judges chapter 8, and we'll be real quick, because I know you got better preachers, better singing coming up. So let's turn there. I'm going to pray. Father, thank you for your Word, Lord. I pray that you bless it now and bless your folks. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Judges chapter 6. Bible says that the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. Again. Again. I mean, you read the book through the book of Judges. Time and time again, they kept straying from God, and God had to send a judge to get them back. And you come to Judges chapter 6, and you come and find the man named Gideon. And Gideon's down there minding his own business. He's out there threshing wheat in the wine press, it says. And the angel of the Lord comes to him and says, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. He said, if the Lord's with me, then why are we delivered in the hand of these Midianites? Yeah. Amen? But isn't that a comfort to know that the Lord is with you? Yeah. These preachers aren't bluffing you when they're saying that the Lord is for you, folks. Yeah. Even if you're lost in here, the Lord is for you to come to Him. He'll save you if you ask Him to. He's for you to live right. He's for you to do right. He's for you to follow His word. He's for you. That's a blessing, man. There's people that would kick you to the curb out in this world, and you got a holy, righteous God who created everything you see that's for you. Thank God for that. You know the story of Gideon, how that him and the 300, the Lord showed him how to pick those men for that battle, and 300 men took on 135,000 Midianites. Isn't that a blessing? When you got God with you, you and God are the majority. You and God are the majority. Amen. On down Judges chapter 8. Gideon and his men have these kings of Midian on the run. And look at verse 18. The Bible says, then said he unto Zebah and Zalmunna, what manner of men were they whom ye slew at Tabor? And they answered, as thou art, so were they. Each one resembled the children of a king. And he said, they were my brethren, even the sons of my mother. As the Lord liveth, if ye had saved them alive, I would not slay you. I want you to pay attention to this verse. The Lord, I read this verse a couple weeks ago, and the Lord laid it on my heart. And he said unto Jether his firstborn, up and slay them. But the youth drew not a sword. Here we are in the youth rally, amen? And I want to preach on the youth drew not a sword. And I know there's been a good spirit here, and I don't want to get in the way of nothing. I don't want to get in the way. I don't want to hinder nothing. I don't want to hinder anything the Lord's done for you. But I'm telling you, if you've paid attention to the preaching, everything's kind of clicking together. And that's when you know the Holy Spirit of God's in it. And the youth drew not his sword. Why? For he feared because he was yet a youth. Something Christian, young Christian, and old Christian alike, you need to realize is that we are supposed to be soldiers for Jesus Christ. Turn over 2 Timothy chapter 2. Turn over 2 Timothy chapter 2. Most of you probably quote this, but I want you to read it. You got to remember this, folks. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Bible says in verse 3, thou therefore, Paul's talking to Timothy. But imagine the Lord talking to you right now. If you're saved in here, he said, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Something I want to say about a soldier, it has to be, if you're going to be a good soldier, you're going to be a good follower. Amen. We got somebody worth following, the great I Am. We got all the preachers that are worth following. Right here, and the preachers that you hear, they're worth following. Amen. And they've taught us. And if you're going to be a good soldier, you're going to follow the great I Am, and you're going to follow the man behind him. Paul said, be followers of me as I'm a follower of Christ. If you're going to be a good soldier, you're going to follow your pastor. If you're going to be a good soldier, you're going to follow your youth pastor. If you're going to be a good soldier, you're going to follow your mom and your dad if they're doing right. You ought to follow if you're going to be a good soldier for Jesus Christ. Every soldier, it's got to be familiar with the commissioned weapon. You got it right here. You heard preaching about it. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrows, and a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. You got a mighty weapon here, folks. And what that passage say about that boy Jether, it said he drew not his sword. My, how many Christians? You're quick to pick up your cell phone.
Yeah.
You'll pick that cell phone up and do this and do that. You'll look on Google, but you might as well just take your Bible and just flip it behind you. That's how some of you folks treat the Bible. You flip it right behind you and just, that's your sword. You're in a battle. The preacher said earlier, you're in a battle, folks. And this battle's worth fighting. It's absolutely worth fighting. I don't want to fight the world's battles. Bible says the way of a transgressor is hard. I've been there. It's not going to work out in the end. It ain't going to work out for you playing church, acting like you're spiritual and you're going to do something for God when you're out just playing. It's not going to work out for you. Every good soldier is familiar with the commissioned weapon, and he's familiar with the commander's voice. I appreciate what Brother Kenny Baldwin preached, whose hearts God had touched. You know how God touched my heart? Through his word. It's my weapon, but God touched my heart through his word. Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And how shall they hear without a preacher, the Bible says. I'll just tell you how it happened for me. Pastor Ryman gave me a King James Bible, and I was still doing wrong. I was still wasn't right. I wasn't living here at the time, but I would read that Bible in the midst of all my foolishness and my sin. I would read that Bible and the Lord began to speak to me. I started the book of Matthew in the New Testament, read down through the Gospels, read through Acts, got to Romans. I read about that time 7 years ago. My cousin Jamie was about to go into surgery, and it was right before I moved out here, and the Lord brought me to Romans chapter 12, and he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I sat up in my little room with my little desk that I bought, that the Lord helped me. I sat in my little desk and read that book, and he smote my heart and said, you need to move to Delaware. You need to get in church, boy. You need to be faithful to church. And that's exactly what I did. And that month I moved out here was May of 2017. Here I come to the Marines. And you know what I was looking to do when I was a 19-year-old kid? I was looking to join the Marines. You say, wow. You say, man, you're a looking to join the Marines, you're a little too heavy set for that, amen. I wasn't back then, amen. Yeah, they sure will. They probably would have kept me in there too long, amen. I would have been in the fat squad or whatever that is. That's right, I would have been in the fat boy platoon, all right. But isn't that something, man? That's what my heart's desire was. And you know what, the song that we sing, My Name is in the Book of Life, you know there's a verse in that song that says, while others climb through worldly strife to carve a name of honor, I know my name is written there. You know, I wanted to join the Marine Corps because I thought I would get some honor out of it. I thought I'd get some action out of it. I thought I'd get some kind of adventure out of it. And you can get all those things. But you know what? I thank God that the Lord led me the way he did. Amen. You say, well, who are you? You don't impress me. Well, thank God I ain't here to impress you. I ain't here to impress you. I want to help you. I want to preach to you. But I thank God I do not regret what the Lord did with my life. Not in a million years, man. Woo! You have no idea what God's done for me, folks. What he brought me from, man. What he pulled me out of and what he sent me to do and what he's called me to do. Man, I thank God. He's a good God. He's a great God. He called us to be soldiers of Jesus Christ. A good soldier is going to be faithful. He's going to be patient. We heard about that. You see, I'm telling you, God orchestrates all this stuff when he comes to these meetings if the Lord's in it. A good soldier's patient. He's got his priorities right. And for most of all, he's a fighter. That boy Jether, he didn't fight. He was following his daddy all around. He was with all the other soldiers. But when the time came, you realize what Ziba and Zalmunna did to his family? They killed his family. And you, some of you folks, some of you young folks, man, I do love you. I love you. But you realize the things that you are trying to hold on to and that you cherish so much have killed your other friends, your relatives. They've taken people out. And they're not in the fight anymore. I don't know what it's like to have friends that grew up in church that aren't serving God anymore. I do know a guy that I went to Bible school with, he's not serving God no more. We used to street preach together. We used to witness together. He ain't serving God no more. I do know what that's like. But you know what? Some of that stuff that's going to draw those people away, you have to cling to it. Why? Why? He was familiar with that weapon, but he didn't draw it. Folks, how many times have the Lord spoken in your heart to go talk to somebody, to go witness to somebody? Has the Lord ever spoken to you about maybe standing on a street corner and preaching the Word of God? Hey, that's a little bit different anymore. People think that's way out there. They say, man, street preachers are too eccentric. That's not for me. I don't see any use in standing on a corner yelling at people. What do you think they're doing to you in here? You like it when they're out here in here. Why don't you go out in the street, out in the world and preach to people? That's where the lost folks are, amen. The church has its place, amen. Thank God for the church. If I didn't come here, I wouldn't have got right. I didn't get right out on the street. I got right here. You need the church. But it's your job to go out and get people to come in. It's your job to go out and preach the gospel. It's your job to lift up your voice like a trumpet and to show my people their sins and Jacob his transgressions. Amen? The gospel of Jesus Christ, is it worth it to you? That boy Jether was supposed to be a soldier, but he didn't draw a sword. How many times have you not drawn your sword? You know you have. You know you have and you have not. Amen? Bible says, cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully. Cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from drawing blood. Yeah. God help us, folks. God help me. I ain't nothing, man. I know that if it weren't for the grace of God, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't even be sitting there. I'm not worthy to be here. But I'm here to tell you that the Lord's given us a book. He's given us this sword. Amen. And we're supposed to preach it with all our heart in the whole world. Bible says in Luke chapter 14, he said, go out in the highways and byways and compel them to come in. Go out in the highways and the hedges and compel them. Say, hey, Jesus Christ died for you. He'll save your soul. Come to Jesus. What's wrong with that? That's not hate. That's not hate. You know, I tell folks all the time, I say, look, if you were asleep in your house and your house was engulfed in flames, wouldn't you want me to come and say, hey, your house is on fire. You're going to burn up. Don't get out. Get out of there. Wouldn't you do that? Or would you just let them burn to the ground? Hey, folks are dying and going to hell left and right. Do you just not believe it? I believe with all my heart. And you can't win them all. You cannot win them all. I'm no great spiritual soul winner, but you know what? I got a burden for souls, and I want to see folks saved, and I want to try to tell them how to get saved, amen? Don't keep your sword in the sheath. Street preaching isn't the end-all, be-all of spirituality, but I challenge you. Why don't you go out and do it? Challenge you. Why don't you do it? Get behind your youth pastor. Say, youth pastor, will you take us out? Get your daddy. Say, daddy, can we go out? If you're a youth in here, you ought not do nothing aside, you know, don't break authority. I ain't telling you to do nothing against your parents' will, against your pastor's will. Talk to your preacher. Ask him. How about you go door knocking? Most churches have a door knocking thing. Hey, man, preaching the word of God. Draw the sword, folks.
Amen.
That's what saved my Christianity. Amen. I thank God for this church, but I went to Bible school. I had some other young men that asked me, said, hey, you want to go downtown and pass out tracts? There's men that are on the mission field today that got me going downtown passing out gospel tracts. That's where the battle is, folks. I mean, there's different kinds of battles, but there is a battle of people. There's a battle for souls, folks. And I challenge you, and I hope that you would draw your sword, amen.